Okay, so I'm here with Helen Gasparelli. Helen, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your role is at Volunteer Centre Sutton?
So as Matt said, I'm Helen Gasparelli and I'm the MAPS Advocacy and Mentoring Manager supporting vulnerable children and young people in Sutton.
And how long have you been doing that role?
I've been doing that role for about 5 years, and 5 years before that I was a coordinator, so I've been pretty much with the Volunteer Centre for the past 10 years now.
Okay, so Volunteer Centre Sutton has recently introduced employee volunteering, so every employee can do up to 2 days volunteering for any other organisation in the year. So you've taken some of that time up already. What caused you to do that?
Well, the volunteering days just give me more flexibility to do some volunteering that I really enjoy. I've been volunteering for the last 10 years, but most recently I have been volunteering for a local primary school for the last year and a half. And these volunteering days give me the flexibility to be available in the daytime as and when the school needs me. So I found it really useful.
Okay, so you recently spent, say, half a day with this school. Can you just tell me what you were involved in doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a governor for one of the local primary schools, and this specific visit was to do with my governance role with safeguarding, because I'm the link safeguarding governor. So part of my role is to go into the school and do a bit of a review with the designated leads to check safeguarding practices are in place. And the good thing about that is it really lends itself to my skills and experience, because I've been working with young people for over a decade now and am a designated safeguarding lead here at MAPS. I have a lot of expertise and knowledge in that area, so actually going into a school I was easily able to understand their practices and some of the challenges that they face, and was able to provide some support, but also gain a better understanding of how they work and also learn something from them about how they manage safeguarding concerns.
One last question then, what would you say to someone who works for an employer who offers employee volunteering and they haven't yet taken them up on that offer?
I honestly would say to them, just do it, because volunteering is so rewarding. And my role in governance is a long-term contribution to volunteering, but there are hundreds of one-off volunteering opportunities out there. So it could be going to a local organisation and just helping them out for a day, whether that's helping paint their offices, build something for their service users, or do something outdoors. It's a lot of fun and really does give you the opportunity to A, help people, but B, learn new skills and try something new. So I would definitely say just try it.
Thanks, Helen. So if you are unsure if your employer offers employee volunteering, I'd encourage you to ask and find out and take that opportunity up if they do offer it. If you're just interested in volunteering and this has inspired you to get involved, then head over to our website, vcsutton.org.uk, and go to the Volunteer Connect website, part of that, and you can find hundreds of different roles that are on there and be inspired. Thanks.